Yeah, and this fella right here, see, look at this.
At the Confederate Cemetery on San Antonio's east side, John McCammon, president of the Confederate Cemetery Association, pulls weeds from the grave of John Green Hall, who died in 1901.
See, he was a lieutenant in the Confederate Army. Well, he was born in Tennessee, but he wound up here in San Antonio and finished.
There are over 900 graves in this two-acre private cemetery along East Commerce Street and New Braunfels Avenue. Confederate soldiers from Central Texas are buried in about a fourth of the graves. The Texas Historical Commission has designated the Confederate Cemetery a historic site worth preserving. The flag currently flying over the cemetery is known as the Stars and Bars, one of the many flown by Confederate troops. It has red and white horizontal stripes, and a blue square in the upper left corner is imprinted with a circle of stars.
The flag you see here, and we rotate out flags, we don't always fly this flag. The flag you see here is the First National. It has seven stars for the seven original states that seceded from the Union, which one of those was Texas.
This Confederate flag looks a little like today's American flag, which flies less than 50 feet away in another cemetery. But San Antonio Councilman Alan Warwick, an African-American who represents this area, says the Confederate flag holds a completely different meaning for those who associate it with a fight to preserve slavery.
We're not talking about banning history. We're talking about putting it in a museum where it belongs, so that information can be shared. It's just like a black-only water fountain or something like that that you would see in the Jim Crow segregation era. To show that to someone who lived through that time would be a travesty.
While the flag is on private property, Warwick says that he'd like to see it come down. San Antonio Mayor Ivy Taylor, who's also African-American, hasn't addressed the flag at this cemetery, but she recently defended the display of Confederate flags and monuments if they're presented in the context of history. Less than four blocks away from the cemetery, 94-year-old Lois White seems to feel much as the mayor does. White, who's also African-American, has lived in the East Side for more than 63 years.
I'm of two minds. If it is there to honor the men who fell, and even though the cause might have been, from my point of view, the wrong cause, I see no reason why it should not fly. If it is to be used as a symbol of hate, then I'd say discard it. But you see, it's not as if I have to look at it.
John McGammon says the flag flying here isn't about hate at all. It's about heritage. He says hate groups are not welcome at the cemetery.
We don't associate with any of that. In fact, if we found out that anybody was, a member of that, they couldn't be a part of our association. We just wouldn't allow it.
Warwick still sees this flag as racism.
I don't have any issue with honoring them, but it's the symbols of divisiveness that I do have an issue with. You don't need a flag to honor them. You can have a plaque or some kind of marker that honors them and not necessarily a flag.
In defending a display of the Confederate flag over the resting place of Confederate soldiers, McCammon recalls the words of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King said that he hoped that the day would come that little white children and little black children could play together and get along. And that's the way I feel about it.
McCammon says the Confederate Cemetery Association has no plans to remove the flag. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.